payroll employment almost unchanged since July.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, payroll employment growth, which averaged 150 to 250,000 jobs per month before the pandemic, has slowed to 64,000 in November. Since July, payroll employment has increased by 41,000, which is only a third of 1%, the slowest growth rate outside recessionary periods this century. The unemployment rate in November rose to 4.6%, up from 4% in January. This shift pushes the labor market out of the full employment range. The employment figures show clear differences based on educational level. For individuals with college education, unemployment rate is a low 3.5%, unchanged since January, indicating their more favorable position in the labor market. In contrast, those without a high school diploma are experiencing a more challenging situation with an unemployment rate of 6.8% in November. This is a significant increase from 5.2% rate they had in January 2025. November job gains were led by healthcare, followed by construction. Transportation warehousing bore the brunt of job losses in November. Leisure, hospitality, manufacturing, temporary services, and government also saw significant employment declines. The seasonally adjusted payroll employment in the valley rose to 403,000 in September, an increase of 4,600 new jobs over last year. Local unemployment rate, however, is at 4.3%, up from last year's 3.9%. The official unemployment calculation as a product of the Depression era is designed not to count all the unemployed. For example, 1.9 million discouraged and semi-discouraged unemployed individuals are not counted as unemployed because they are not even considered as part of the labor force. However, the biggest issue with the official unemployment numbers is the 5.5 million workers classified as employed but working part-time due to economic reasons while seeking full-time jobs. This figure has increased by 1.1 million since last year, showing a weakening of the labor market. In September and October, the number of job openings, which had previously been decreasing, increased. At the same time, the number of people quitting their jobs fell significantly. Currently, the number of new hires is about 4% lower than last year, while the layoffs are 4% higher than last year. The labor force is expanding near average levels for non-recessionary years. However, the labor participation rate remains well below its pre-pandemic levels. The overall picture points to a labor market that's cooling but still fundamentally resilient. Payroll gains remain modest, yet key sectors like healthcare and construction continue to add jobs, and labor force growth is holding steady. The increase in the number of discouraged workers and those stuck in part-time roles underscores the cooling trend. At the same time, core sectors continue to add jobs, and labor demand remains strong, pointing to a market cooling in a controlled rather than chaotic way. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.